This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that National Education Policy 2020 is not merely a reform, but represents the nation's intellectual renaissance. He mentioned that the NEP is paving the way for a self-reliant, globally competitive nation through education and innovation. Mr. Modi said this while sharing Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan's article in a newspaper highlighting the transformation India's education sector has undergone in the last decade. The WAF Amendment Bill 2025, as reported by the Joint Parliamentary Committee, has been moved in the Lok Sabha for consideration and passing today. Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju moved the bill, saying that it has nothing to do with the religious practice of Muslim and it only deals with the properties related to WAF boards. The minister termed this legislation a prospective, saying that it is not retrospective and not intended to confiscate anyone's property. Initiating the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of Congress accused the government of misleading the people on this bill and said this bill is against the constitution. Over 1 million manpower resources were hired through the digital procurement platform, Government e-Marketplace, in the financial year 2024-25. Speaking on this achievement, Ajay Bhadu, CEO, stated that the platform has harnessed digital capabilities and has emerged as a one-stop shop for procurement of all possible services required by government buyers at various levels of administration. The center has set a target to set up 728 Eklavya model residential schools benefiting around 3.5 lakh scheduled tribe students across the country. As of date, a total number of 721 schools have been sanctioned across the country, out of which 477 schools are reported to be functional. In a written reply, in Rajya Sabha Minister of State for Tribal Affairs Durga Das Vike said the central sector scheme of Eklavya model residential a school was started in 2018-19 to the tribal children in their own environment. He said that under the scheme, the government has decided to establish one Eklavya model residential school in every block having more than 50% SD population and at least 20,000 tribal persons. The minister highlighted that the government is implementing several initiatives in collaboration with other government bodies to provide the tribal students with access to digital and skill-based education. The Ministry of Women and Child Development has said that India's adoption ecosystem has seen a significant boost in the financial year 24-25, with a record 4,515 child adoptions. This marks the highest in the past 12 years. Of the total number, 4,155 were domestic adoptions, which reflects the growing acceptance of legal adoption in the country. The ministry further added that 245 new adoption agencies were set up throughout the country in coordination with the state governments to streamline the adoption process. The Indian Navy's frigate INS Tarkus has intercepted and seized over 2,500 kilograms of narcotics in the Western Indian Ocean. The Defense Ministry in a statement today said that during a patrol on 31st March, INS Tarkus received multiple inputs from the Indian Navy's P-8I aircraft regarding suspicious vessels operating in the area. These vessels were believed to be involved in the illicit activities, including narcotics trafficking. In response, the ship altered its course to intercept the suspicious vessels. The Reserve Bank of India has said 98.21% of the 2000 rupee banknotes have been returned to the banking system. On May 19, 2023, the RBI had announced the withdrawal of banknotes of the 2000 rupee denomination from circulation. The RBI said in a statement that the total value of 2000 rupees banknotes in circulation was 3.56 lakh crore rupees at the close of business on May 19, 2023. It has since declined to 6,366 crore rupees at the close of business on March 31 this year. The facility of deposit and exchange of the rupees 2000 banknotes was available at all bank branches till October 7, 2023. However, this facility is still available at the 19 issue offices of the Reserve Bank. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.